Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending on where you are in the world. This is Anne-Marie from the Paragraph Challenge. And with me today, I have Mark, my trusted sidekick.
How you doing?
So today we're talking about homeschooling, some of the myths, some of the benefits. And yeah, that's it. So the first myth is that homeschooling children don't socialize. Now, I know from experience that that isn't true. I have many homeschooling students. They are extremely competent, chatty for the most part, and they go to the same activities that the kids that go to school go to. So I'm not quite sure where that myth came from, to be honest.
And then the other thing we would say is that our own daughter, the youngest, was homeschooled. So she went to a normal Montessori primary school, so she's about, what, 7 or 8?
10.
10, there you go. I must have missed those 2 years somewhere. And then she went to a primary school. And it's only when she went to secondary school, because she was being basically bullied, and I was spending most mornings for about 3 months sitting outside in the car with her, very upset, not wanting to go in, that we decided to homeschool her. And she done very well being homeschooled. So this is coming from experience. Both her other children went to normal mainstream school all the way through. So it works for some people because even though I hated school, I don't think I would have survived in homeschooling. I think I would have either killed my mother would have either killed me, and my dad would have killed my mother and me. But I don't, it's not for everyone. And
yeah. No, it's not an easy way out. Some people think it's not. The parents are too lazy to bring their kids to school, or the kids are too lazy to get up out of bed and be in school. I know that people homeschool for various different reasons. A lot of people homeschool their kids because they're being bullied, or they don't find that what's taught in the education system is working for their kids. And in fact, there's so much of the day wasted in school compared to homeschooling. I know that from experience, as Mark said, that you can achieve a lot more in a shorter space of time with one-to-one education. Do you need to be a teacher to homeschool your child? No.
We also know some teachers who won't homeschool their children.
Yes, I have some students, and their mum is a teacher. She did not enjoy homeschooling her child during the lockdown. Another thing that people mistakenly think is that homeschool kids don't go to college. Nothing could be further from the truth. I have many students who were homeschooled, or friends who homeschooled their children, and their children had a stress-free teenage year. Well, relatively stress-free. All teenagers get stressed, but they didn't have to endure the bullying and the stress of school and doing subjects that maybe that didn't suit them. They're free to study what they enjoy, and they went to school without having to do the Leaving Cert. You might be surprised to know that there's a lot of ways to get into college without the Leaving Cert.
Absolutely. And our own child went to college in the UK, having won a number of scholarships that she could have taken up. I think it was 4 or 5 or 6 scholarships, and she picked the college she wanted. And also, you'd admit, is the day, your day doesn't have to be structured. We know one family in the UK have, I think, the 3 boys were homeschooled, and they just did anything they wanted for the first few years. Now they are highly educated, won scholarships to the college in the UK, and have fantastic jobs, and it worked out extremely well for them. So, but as I said, it's not for everyone, and the whole family have to get behind the whole concept of homeschooling.
Yeah, and another myth is that people think that parents can't work if they're homeschooling their kids, particularly now that's, I suppose, easier than ever, because a lot of people are working from home. But some children are highly motivated, and many of them educate themselves basically using online platforms, which is what I did. Because my daughter preferred that. A lot of individuals and families follow curriculums, online curriculums, so their children get recognized qualifications. A lot of people do GCSEs, or they follow the American system, but you don't actually have to do either to get into college here. Homeschooling is a recognized form of education in Ireland, and you can just top it up for a college place with a, what do you call those courses?
PS.
P- PLC,
PLC
course,
courses. PLC courses, yeah.
Do they learn? The next myth is that they don't learn as much as children in mainstream school. That's not true.
It's rubbish.
A lot of them have like vast knowledge, because they might find an area they're interested in and they study that in depth. And they might only concentrate, so they might not do 7 or 8 subjects. They might do 5 for the equivalent. Because it's a different structure. The next myth is that they sit around all day playing video games. I don't know any homeschooled child that sits around all day playing video games. The ones that sit around all day playing video games maybe are not being homeschooled. Maybe these are kids that are very unhappy in school and are at home and not in school. But not that's not technically the same as homeschooling. I mean, bullying is an enormous problem. The other kids that don't enjoy school are the dyslexic kids. So some of my students are homeschooled and they're dyslexic. And why do they not enjoy it? Because the schools don't teach the way they learn.
And also, you have to remember that not everyone likes a very structured day. Like, we forget that when children go to college, college is very unstructured, in that you're going from loads of classes a day to maybe 2 or 3 classes a day, or 4 classes, or 1 class a day, and you've been lectured to, which means you have to listen and just take notes and do your own research onto the subject. Yeah. Unlike a normal school where the teacher's giving out notes and telling you everything, it's a completely different structure. And you could say homeschool kids
are better prepared
for that structure because they're used to working on their own, using the internet to find out more information, more about a subject. And if they like maths, they can go into as much detail as you want. If they like English, they can go into as much English detail as you want with different poets and writers. So they're more able to tackle college when it comes around, which I think is important.
Absolutely. I mean, the dropout rate in first year in college is very high. And I think for that reason, because kids are so used to being fed information rather than learning information.
Yeah. And college is all about learning. Actually, work and education is really all about learning and finding the information. And homeschool kids, yeah, like from our experience and from having someone who's homeschooled, they go and find the information. And socially, they're very adept at getting on with people and having conversations. But I do think it's important if you're homeschooling someone that you do have that you do outside stuff like football or tennis or golf or gymnastics or whatever it is. So they are mixed with other people and their social skills are still very, very strong.
Yeah, because the dropout rate in first year, according to the Irish Times, is 9%. I actually thought it was higher than that because I know somebody who is in third year now, but in first year, the dropout rate from nursing was something like 40%.
Yeah, I think it depends on the subject, depends on the industry.
But like, I mean, I think now more than ever, teenagers like 19 and 20 year olds who are going to college are questioning whether college is the right route for them, and they're following different directions. They're doing PLC courses. A lot of them are setting up their own businesses so they can work for themselves. They don't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5 job. One of my daughter's friends, she decided to do a PLC course after her leaving cert so she could have an enjoyable year. She went on about 6 holidays while doing it because she wasn't under any pressure. Whereas if you go straight to college after the leaving cert, you've just finished 1 5-year study plan to engage on another one. So I think that's not as attractive as it was.
And the Americans are great for having gap years, where when they're going from one schooling term to college, they actually take a year out to go on holidays and see the world and
see what they might actually benefit from learning. I think because, I mean, there's hardly any job now that's guaranteed for life. So
not even Guinness's.
So I think that... kids are going, okay, well, I can do this for a few years, then I can do something else, so I won't stress myself. I'll get a little job or I'll travel the world, grow my brain. I tell my students all the time, the more information you learn, the bigger your brain grows.
Yeah, and the more you read, the more you look at, the more documentaries, the more stuff like that. Like our son used to look at loads of documentaries on history and wildlife, and now he has some of the biggest catfish in the in the country that he's reared from 1 inch up to nearly 3 or 4 or 5 feet long. Some of them are bigger than dogs. So, yeah, encourage them to read and look at documentaries and look at all this stuff. Thanks to Netflix and National Geographic. There's loads of stuff there now for kids to look at.
All right.
Amy was giving me a signal there to wind up. See, because it's a podcast, you can't see it in real life. She's going like, I'm a wind up dummy. Wind up, come on, stop talking.
I'm going, okay, people are sick of listening to us now. They want to get on with their day. It was lovely chatting to you all. If there is anything that you are interested in finding out about, Mark can discuss anything to do with business. That's not my thing, really. Unless it's educational business, I can discuss anything that's to do with education, adults, children. So that's it for today. Check us out. You can check me out on theparagraphchallenge.com. I'm on all social media platforms as Anne-Marie Beggs or The Paragraph Challenge. If you want to join me on LinkedIn, please send me a connection. I'd be happy to chat to anybody who needs any more information. Mark will give you all his contact details.
Yeah, if you need to contact me, my podcast is The Right Frame Academy, and my email address is very simple, markbeggs@gmail.com.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.